It all makes sense. This is Ken Ham, president of Answers in Genesis and the popular Creation Museum. Which came first, the Exodus or the exile? Did David live before Daniel? Who was Isaiah's prophecy directed toward? So many believers, especially young Christians, know isolated accounts from Scripture, but they don't understand how these events fit into the scope of history. So to them, the Bible seems like a jumble of people and events. But as we learned yesterday, when we teach the Bible chronologically, it makes sense. We've been designed to understand the world in a sequential order. So why don't we also teach the Bible this way? When we do, we can easily see that the events flow in a logical way, and we can see God's hand throughout history.
Get equipped with answers to the questions people ask about God's Word at AnswersRadio.com and read a transcript of this program when you go to AnswersRadio.com.